This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, Drag Race fans. We are here to discuss the first episode of Secret Celebrity Drag Race. I am your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, as always, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ollie Drennan.
Hi.
Jayla Rocks.
Hello, hello, hello.
And our secret celebrity, Kenny Harrison.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
I want to say that. So I loved Secret Celebrity. But I think my favorite part about Secret Celebrity is that the celebrities are secret for about a minute and then you know who they are. And so I'm like,
okay. For me, it was like a secret because I didn't know who they were. So I was like, oh, there's still a secret.
I was hoping this was going to be like a very, very big, draggy, gay version of the Masked Singer. I was so hoping that we were going to get that, but it dropped the ball for me again. But however, we are not going to shade all of it. We're going to give them the prop that they deserve, but we'll talk about it more.
You got to pitch that, Jayla, the drag version of Masked Singer. I've watched that.
You know what? I feel like the Masked Singer is already in drag. I had a chance to go and actually see the actual show in person, and they have so much rhinestones and fabric. It's a drag show.
Yeah, I mean, Donny Osmond almost won season one, so I mean,
yeah, he's the drag queen.
Mark, Ollie, what were your initial thoughts of the episode?
Mark, do you want to go first?
I mean, it's drag you with celebrities.
Yeah, I agree with Kenny. I feel like the drag, like Bob, Trixie, Monet, they're like way more famous than these celebrities, but that's what I liked about it. Like, I love getting to see Bob and Monet and Trixie, like especially Bob and Monet, because I love Sibling Rivalry. I love that podcast so much. So I love just seeing them interact with these celebrities. Drink every time we say celebrities on the show. But I feel like when it first started, like the first half of the episode, I was like, I wasn't here for it. But then in the middle of it is what it got me. I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. It's cool seeing them kind of really coach these people and take it seriously. But I wonder if I feel like there are going to be like female celebrities on the show. So I wonder if they're going to put them, I know that's going to be controversial for a lot of people, but I wonder if they're going to put them the same through like the boot camp they did for the guys. Cause you know, the guys, it was comical seeing these straight guys, or not straight guys, but two of them are straight. One was non-binary, go through like the whole process of boot camp. So are they going to do that with like female celebrities? So it's just a very interesting, you know, show that they're going to put on. And who knows if we'll get another season.
Okay. Let me tell you why this episode is meh for me. I don't give a damn about the celebrities because I don't watch TV anyway, so I couldn't tell you who they were. And they probably couldn't tell them who I was, but look on Forbes.com, you'll find out. Anyway. I feel like this was kind of like one of those things like, oh, guys, we're in boobies. Like, yeah. I felt like that's kind of what they were doing, and like downplaying the drag and downplaying the, you know, because every 5 seconds was like, oh, I'm straight. Oh, I'm straight. Oh, I'm straight. And it's just like, you know, I get we're working on bridging the gap with, you know, trying to mainstream drag and put them together. But when you have it in a way of people like feeling some type of way and not doing it for the sake of fun, it just takes all the fun out of it, and it just doesn't make it like comfortable to watch.
Yeah, no, I kind of felt that way too, because it feels like, as you say, they're trying to bridge the gap. It seems like they're kind of trying to get like more of a, I don't know, like straight audience, even though there's already a huge straight audience, but a bigger audience because of the success of like the The Masked Singer, or what's the other one? Like the lip sync.
Lip sync battle.
Yeah.
Funny.
So it just seems like, which.
Let's just point it out. This is for RuPaul to get even more money and more fame and more riches. That's what this whole show is about. I'm sorry. I had to say that.
My husband keeps saying, does RuPaul even show up to these things? Are just patching them later? And
but I agree with Ollie. I think Ollie said it. Like, at first I was like, I'll watch it. And then halfway through I was like, this is actually pretty entertaining. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to take a brief moment to thank those of you who are joining live. ATN, I'm sorry if I butcher your names. Mickey, Joseph, Boza, Ryan B. Thank you. And Ronnie, we got Ronnie in there.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
We love you. Thank you guys so much for joining us, for tuning into our first episode on this.
Mm-hmm. Should we plug Ronnie's? I know Ronnie has a podcast, I think.
Ronnie, yes, he does.
He just type it out interviewed, for me.
He just Peppermint. Interviewed Peppermint. And if you go to, you know what, I'll tweet it out. And Peppermint tweeted it out too, so you can find it on Peppermint's page. But I forget. I think it's Ronnie Media page or Ronnie Jr., randomly Ronnie Jr. I'll tweet it out. Don't want to miss.
We love a good spin-off, honey.
We love Ronnie Jr. too.
Yes.
He's in the chat room.
He is. We said that.
Shade button.
What do you want to say? So, like, you didn't know. That's why I was like, well, he's right there. Ask him.
Well, no, I mean, because it's hard for me. I'm looking at the chat on my phone and it's really little typing. So it's hard for me to read it.
Ronnie, you can put it in the chat room so people know.
Yes, do that. So the coaches were Bob, Monet, and Trixie, which I thought, like, great job for them for getting, like, all-star, very funny coaches. Is it going to be a different set of coaches each episode?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll be good. And then
the real coaches. Oh, they've already announced it?
Well, it's Asia O'Hara.
Alyssa.
Who?
Alyssa, and I think
Alyssa, Asia O'Hara, and Trinity?
Yes. I think so, yeah. That sounds
Trinity's
about right.
I think Trinity's the third one.
Anyway, okay. Monique's going to be on the show, too. Monique Hart.
Oh, great. I love her.
Browncat stunning.
Oh.
We love her. So the three guest secret celebrities were Nico Tortorella. I can't pronounce his last name.
Tortorella.
Yes, he's on the show Younger. Yes, he's on the show Younger. You would think I could pronounce people's names because mine's really long and complicated, but you know, I only learned mine. Jordan Connor, who is on Riverdale. And Jermaine Fowler, who is a stand-up comedian. I thought it was cool that they seem to kind of like get people, like celebrities, across the spectrum. There have been, though, some complaints because Nico has done drag before with Trinity, so that gives him.
But
kind
why
of
does
an
it matter for
because,
now?
I guess like people were upset because like he knows. He knows more about the show and he knows more about drag. So they were thinking like it gave him an advantage to winning, but he didn't end up winning.
Okay.
So
listen, just because you know about a freaking TV show doesn't mean that you've mastered the art of drag of 300 years of drag because you know the characters on the show. Now, personally, I don't too much care for that person on the show. It came across a very like annoying, like, oh, I know these people. Or, you know, like, oh, I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Like every other second, it was like something to say. And maybe it was like just showing, like overly showing the excitement of it. But it just seemed like one of those things just like, did you really need to be here? Or like, okay, we're finally going to let you to come, girl. Like, come do it, girl. Just please stop calling us. You know what I mean? Like, you can do it, girl. Just come on, girl. You know, it came across that way, and it didn't make the celebrities, because it totally told you who the winner was when they first got there. So it just seemed like, you know, as soon as you got in, you were like, oh my God, I love this. Like, you know, it's and it reminded me of the guy, what's his name? Bob Harper. Oh, the Biggest Loser guy.
The Biggest Loser like, guy from the
last episode, it felt like because I'm the ultimate fan, I have this ultimate like leg up on people. And it didn't, it took away from the people actually learning for me.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with Jayla.
And let's be real, I haven't seen any episode of Riverdale. I haven't seen any episode of Younger. But I mean, based off of this, they're just fans.
I agree. I for me, with Nico having been a part of this, I want to watch Fish Out of Water. So he felt too comfortable and too familiar. Whereas the other two were, they've never done it before. And that I want to see more of that as opposed to,
and I'm not,
by the end of the episode, I was all right with him. You know, he was fine. Because he actually taught me something about non-binary folks. So,
I agree. Been saying he this whole time and it should be they, them. So I apologize for that.
Jackie, you're canceled.
No. Thinking out loud.
And I was literally going to say, I have a hard time doing they, them because it's plural, but you know, I'm learning. Yeah, I'm a human. I'm learning. So, but I agree with Jayla. Yeah. I want to see more of the fish out of the water as opposed to.
Yeah. That's why Drag U was so fun and interesting to watch, because you had these people who were going through like struggles and they wanted to transform and they were fishes out of water. They were aquatic creatures out of water.
Yeah. Fish is already like, plural.
It's almost as if you want them to go, like, bring Drag U back and forget the celebrities. But of course, they want the celebrities because the celebrities are going to help promote the show and tweet it out. And, you know, they're going to get it all to their followers. So it's all like a conglomerate of like promoting the show. So, of course, you want celebrities and not average, everyday people, you know. So,
by the way, I made a pun without knowing. Fish out of water, fish.
Fishy. Where'd Jayla go?
I don't know. So the first mini challenge was they literally get a crash course in drag. They have to drive through on these little scooter things and pick out their outfits and put on their makeup, and then they do a lip sync. I personally wasn't too crazy about the crash course thing because it was just like, it's just like another one of those things where it's like a sight gag and we don't really learn anything. The only part I liked was the lip syncing at the end where you kind of get a preview of so Jayla had to bop out because her phone is overheating, which you guys, if you don't know, in Los Angeles, we're having a heat rave right now. It's like 90 degrees.
Well, in the valley it is.
And Jayla loves the valley.
Well, I'm on the other side of the hill. I'm on the other side of the hill and it's hot. So I don't know what Mark is talking about.
Mark's in Beverly Hills. So it must be great weather there.
Excuse me while I clutch my pearls.
But here for us valley folk, it's like 90 degrees, and to be able to talk to you guys, we have to turn off our air conditioning so there's not like a noise in the background. So
at least we can get a nice tan today. You know, like,
I'm not tan, I'm just sweating.
I would give anything to go outside at this point.
I know.
Don't let us stop you, Kenny.
I'm coming to your house. That's what I do.
Oh, bring it on.
The crash course I wasn't too into just because, like I was saying before, I didn't really feel like they learned anything or taught us anything. I think we really saw something when they were like a preview of what they would do in the lip sync when they were lip syncing in the end there. And I was surprised by Jordan. I mean, I didn't expect him to be like so good at it. And then like you got that little glimpse of him lip syncing, which kind of gave you a preview to the end where he would be really good at it, you know?
I love Bob. What Bob said, she knows the words or something like that. So yeah, you have to watch Drag Race to get to know like the references for sure. But I kind of like what Jayla said earlier when she was here, that it did seem kind of, it was like poking fun at drag. So like drag is not easy, so it was a little cringeworthy to watch. So I like that she brought that up, because I'm glad I wasn't the only one who kind of felt that way, you know.
Mark, what did you think of the crash course, having actually performed in drag?
The mini challenge, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's kind of like what I said. It was funny because I was in acting class at Leslie Kahn when Drag Race premiered. I was, you know, in a legit acting class, you know, all that stuff. And my phone one day was blowing up and everyone's like, Mark, there's this new show. It's for drag queens. You need to submit. You need to submit. You need to submit. And I'm not even exaggerating. You can ask my friends that were in my class. The reason I said I didn't want to do Drag Race the first season, well, in general, I don't know that I necessarily meant the first season, but I didn't want to do it was because I said, and I'm not even exaggerating, I said, they're going to do something like turn a hose on drag queens and call that, because they want to make it for TV, they're going to turn a hose on you. Well, what was do you remember what the very first challenge of the very first season was?
No, I don't, to be honest.
They turned a hose on, they were posing on the cars and they hosed them down on the cars. And my friends were all like, oh my God, how did you know? And I was like, that's what they do. This isn't about the art of doing drag. This is about sensationalizing it for television and kind of like poking fun at it. And if you can, you know, survive it, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like this is kind of that. It's more of the same. It's more of the, it's the funny, it's the cute, it's what everybody thinks drag is. You know, it's just putting on pads and throwing on some makeup and a wig. We all know that that's not the case.
Okay, but here's my argument on that, Mark. If you take away them, right, which I found hilarious, but if you take away that part of it, would you still watch the show? I think it makes it a little bit more entertaining. Yes, it'd probably be.
I'm not saying it's it's not good or bad in my opinion. It's just like I didn't want to do a show that I knew nothing about. I was like, no, I want to see what it is first. I just don't, that's just not who I am. And that's the case with everything. If, you know, I'm always wanting to know more. Like if I want a job somewhere, I'm going to go there. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to see who's walking around. I'm going to get a vibe. And I just didn't want to be a guinea pig. That's just not who I am. And I, you know, it's like, for me, Lorraine, and it's like, we've talked about this before. It gets very personal. Lorraine is very personal to me. And Lorraine, in my opinion, one of the things I've said from day one is Lorraine is a lady. And to be a lady and to have a hose turned on you is kind of like defeats the purpose of what I do. So that's always been my thing with Drag Race is, am I compromising who I am and what I've made Lorraine into? Just to be sensationalized, just to make money. I'm not saying I would never do it. I'm not saying that isn't. It's definitely, you know, there's definite levels of it. You know, there haven't been a ton of challenges that I think have been really demeaning or anything, but that's my two cents.
We appreciate that. I think,
sounds more like 50 cents.
No, but I mean, and the thing was that I feel like that mini challenge, you're right. Like that mini challenge was just to get like a cheap laugh. And right. Then it was followed up by Snatch Game, which is like one of the hardest challenges. Mm-hmm. One where you have to be like good at improv. You have to think on your feet. You have to be funny. And so I was more excited to see these secret celebrities doing Snatch Game, and especially like opening an episode, having your first episode have a challenge where you know fans like that challenge. I thought that was a smart move. And to me, this is like, it was a really funny Snatch Game because you were able to have like these past queens, whether or not they did well in Snatch Game, like Trixie, you know, they're still funny enough and prepared enough that they coached these guys to really deliver something that I thought was very funny. I appreciated that because like in a normal Snatch Game, you know, the idea is to have some queens bomb so that you can have some people in the bottom. But here you have you have a smaller set of people, and you know they're competing for charity, so you don't want them to bomb. So I thought it made for a really strong Snatch game. What were you saying, Kenny?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to back up a little bit before we get to Snatch Game. I was just going to kind of add on, to what Mark was saying earlier. Yeah, I get the whole, the art form of drag. I understand that part. And I think what the show does kind of right is that they allow us to have human parts. So after the mini challenge and before the maxi challenge, we have this mirror moments that we talk. And by the way, I love how we like quote celebrity in the, so that, thank you, Jackie. You cracked me up when you were talking earlier.
That's how I thought about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But like, I like seeing the human side of it. And I forget, I think it was Ollie or someone was saying how when Nico came into the workroom, it was extra. Don't get me wrong. It was extra. But like getting to know him through editing and, you know, the show itself, I actually have a better appreciation for him, maybe as what he portrayed. And we get that because of like the underlying part of the show where we're not making fun of like drag queens and, you know, having them do ridiculous things. We get to see the actual human side of everyone, if that makes sense. And so I do, that's why I appreciate this show, is that we get to see a side of these people that normally we probably wouldn't get a chance to see. And so much more for the straight guys than, you know, maybe Nico per se, but like in general.
Well, I mean, you did have this moment where Jermaine was saying that, you know, his mom died and he felt like by doing this, he was able to like connect with his mother by like not just seeing her again, but she was a fan of the show. And then Nico had this story where, you know, his charity means so much to him, being a person who's non-binary. So he was trying to, he felt really empowered to be promoting his charity.
And Jordan.
And so you're right. Yeah, you get these like personal stories out of this.
Yeah, I think this is kind of like the part in it was like the middle of the episode where it kind of won me over, because like I said earlier, I was like, eh. And then finally, like knowing like, oh, they're going to win money for charities. And Jordan had like this cystic fibrosis, I believe, for his charity donating to. And that was for his father, who I believe passed away, if I remember the episode correctly.
His fiance's father.
Fiance's father, excuse me. Like, to me, that was when I was like, okay, so the show does have heart. It's not all about like the laughs and giggles, whether it's, you know, produced, it's reality television. But it gave me a newfound respect for not only the show, but the celebrities. It was cool. It was cool that they were game for it. And definitely, I thought it was so touching when Jermaine like saw his mom when
himself.
Right. When the makeup was all done and Miss Mimi Teapot. I thought it was very touching.
Well, sure. And I think it's great that this is one of the things I wrote down to talk about, is that I think it's wonderful that Drag Race is using their money. They're obviously making money off of the show, and they're using their money to give to some charities and to give to some good causes. So kudos to them for that. I think they should get applauded for that.
Because they ended up giving not just to the winner charity, they gave to the other charities as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And there is a Lorraine Love charity. If anybody wants to donate, I'll give you my Venmo.
I think I've got a penny around here somewhere.
Did you see my nails, by the way?
They're gorgeous.
Ooh, they're gorgeous. Oh my gosh. I'll paint mine afterwards. I'll send you a picture.
Yeah.
Please do.
I was like, what else do I have to do? I'm going to paint my nails.
Me too. I do mine too.
Yes. Oh my God.
So what did you guys think of this Snatch game? I thought each one of them was funny. I thought I was a little bit disappointed that Jermaine didn't do John Rivers, because I've been waiting for like forever for the entirety of Drag Race for someone to do Joan Rivers, and they still have not. I might just like run in with a wig on and be Joan Rivers because I want to see it so badly. So I was like this close. But I did think him doing a female version of Kevin Hart with all the apologies was pretty hilarious. But what did you guys think? I thought all the performances were funny, though.
I thought the queens could learn a lot from what these guys did.
I was going to say the same thing.
To be honest, like, I don't know that they had to have been told they were going to be doing this.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that they thought of this on their own. And I'm curious to see if every celebrity panel is going to have to do it. I hope so, because I think it would be unfair to make them do it and not make other panels do it.
I think it's going to be a different challenge every week.
You think? Oh, yeah. I was hoping to do it. Well, I love that it was on the main stage, and I love that it had a live audience. I wish every Snatch Game from now on did it this way. I thought it was brilliant how they did it.
I have to say, out of all the Snatch Games that I've watched, I think Jermaine's performance by far was the best out of, I would say, and I'm probably going to get hate for this, any contestant on the show. He knocked it out of the park.
I mean, he is a professional comedian.
Who cares? He was hilarious. First of all, not only did he do Kevin Hart as a woman, but he got all the mannerisms, all the jokes were on point. Hands down, agree with Mark. Anybody who's going to be on the show should watch this Snatch Game and follow the leads. I wasn't too crazy about Chrissy Teigen so much, but Jermaine knocked it out of the park. Hands down, best Snatch Game I've ever seen. Hands down.
I also just love that the storyline of him having coming in to apologize and trying to right his wrong. So it was he definitely had an advantage. Nico looked just like Lucille Ball, even though probably not the greatest performance, but the mannerisms was there, absolutely. But even Jordan, I was a little disappointed with Jordan, because Jordan actually looks like Chrissy Teigen, as a boy a little bit. I don't know if you guys see the resemblance, but I don't know if it's the eyes, but I didn't really see him look a whole lot like Chrissy Teigen.
As a woman,
but it's fine. Everyone did a good job, and I actually like that, because it just made you see him okay, I don't know who's going to win, with this match.
But go back and watch. When they ask the question and then they get the answers and then Rue kind of riffs with them, watch Jermaine. He's on point the entire time. He is whatever Rue throws at him, he lobs it back 100%. It's amazing. Go back and watch it. It's amazing.
So we're all going to go see a Jermaine comedy show after this.
I know.
Well, Jermaine might be on season 13 at this point.
I mean, for real.
With Lorraine Love, of course.
Well, right? Not 13.
So what did you guys think of
the runway?
I told you,
season 20. I'm confirming submissions for season 20.
God.
So you'll be how old? 70?
I will be 22.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'll be your Kenny Harrison.
I'll be your date on the runway.
I don't miss you.
You do. I love you.
I'll see you at Mickey's Girl.
When it opens, if it opens.
Right.
So what did you guys think of the runway outfits? We had everybody did an iconic Rue look, and then Jordan's drag name was Babykins LaRue. Nico's, I cannot find.
Olivet?
Jermaine was Miss Mimi Teapot. And then Nico's was Olivet. What was her last name, though? She had a last name. I'm trying. Olivet is you. Olivet is you. I thought they all looked really good. I mean, the other thing is they knew they were prepping these people for these Rue looks. So they all looked amazing when they came out. So there wasn't anybody who stood out as bad or anything, what did you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I tend not to judge harshly, because they've never done it before. None of them can walk in heels, and I shouldn't judge on that either, because I can't either. But
no, girl, you have though.
I have. Doesn't mean that I should.
Some of the highest heels.
This whole show was, for me, entertaining. I really kind of didn't care. you know, how they looked or how they performed in the lip sync. But yeah, I mean, they were all fine, I guess. Mm-hmm. I just think that they, again, I think Ollie or maybe Mark said it earlier, the show was produced for them, so the outfits were already available, you know. So it wasn't, they didn't do their own makeup. The Trixie and all those guys probably did it for them. So there wasn't that much.
Everybody in the chat room is saying that Layla McQueen and Chanel actually did the makeup. Somebody else mentioned Mayhem, that Mayhem may have been there doing makeup as well. Which I kind of surprised me. I thought the queens were actually going to do their makeup, but I mean, right. I guess I'm not surprised also. So, but yeah. I think Trixie Mattel needs her own friggin' show.
She does have her own show. Katya.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, I just can't get enough of Trixie Mattel. Like, I just think she's so brilliant.
Have you seen her documentary?
Moving
Apart, it's on Netflix.
Her documentary.
It was good. It was good.
So
it's on Netflix.
Good. Yeah.
I wonder if DragCon was still going. Obviously, if COVID-19 wasn't a thing, if DragCon was still happening, I wonder if like you would see some of these celebrities come to DragCon as their drag queen. Like, I feel like there would be like a panel or something. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if this was like another opportunity to obviously get new fans and, you know, participate and come be allies to, obviously Nico's going to be there, but come be allies to like DragCon or something. So that's what I thought about during this actual first episode.
It would have been nice, like, for them to have, you know, in a non COVID-19 world, to have a panel or even a booth where people could come up and chat with them, you know. So
next to the AfterBuzz TV booth.
Yeah. Yes.
The one that's by the bathroom.
And the trash can.
In the bathroom.
We're like, don't puke on my table, girl. So then they did the lip sync, and I thought that it was the same thing where it's like they clearly like knew the song and they coached them because they don't want them to bomb. But I really did think like Jordan was, when he pulled the rose out of his snatch, I was like dying. He was like living for himself in a whole new way. And it just endeared my heart. I thought it was really sweet. So what did you guys think of the lip sync?
I was so happy for Babykins because I was literally like, I never do this when I watch a regular Drag Race. I'm never like vocal. I never like do this bitch, but I was looking at Babykins because I saw Olivette Nico doing her thing. And then Babykins, I was like, oh no, mama, that's too stiff. You gotta loosen up. And then she finally did the rose gag. And then she used her wings. I was like, use your wings, girl. And she did. I kid you not. I was so invested in this sync. And I was so disappointed with Miss Mimi Teapot. I was so disappointed. I was like, come on, girl. So I was so surprised at myself how invested I was by the end of this damn first episode. I did a 180. I'm turning red. I was just so shocked at myself. It was very entertaining. I will say that overall.
let's point out, like, the show, Mark, I think, mentioned it earlier. They have money, and to get a Madonna, yet again, another Madonna song to perform, I think it's big. I think that's great. Totally agree with Ollie. I was in it. I find myself when I'm invested, I'm on the edge of my couch. I'm just like watching. And I was hoping, and I felt bad for Jermaine. I thought had he even got the words right, he probably would have won. But you're right. I was in it. I was in it. It was so entertaining to watch. And I don't know. It was just
I think my favorite part was when they're family friends came in and that they got to be in the audience to watch the performance.
Yeah.
That was one of the best parts of it. You know, and I say this all the time, you know, we'll bitch and complain and we'll nitpick and stuff because that's what we're here to do. But it's more drag, it's more LGBTQ content, it's bringing, like Ali was saying, some people that may not necessarily watch the show into the show. I think that being said, though, I think maybe they should announce the day or two before the episode who's going to be on the episode. I don't know necessarily like the secret idea, because if you genuinely want those people to tune in and watch, they need to know that they're going to be on.
Right.
But Mark, had you said, oh, Jermaine Fowler and Nico, would you watch and be like, I don't know who they are.
Why? I just don't watch those shows, but those people that watch those shows, Riverdale has a huge following.
So now those people who know that he's now on the show, they're going to go back and watch it, and then they're going to watch from now on to see who's going to be next.
Do you want them to go back and watch, or do you want them to tune in that night?
Yeah,
any way they can get people to watch the show, I'm sure they're okay with that. Like this, you know, we're doing it live, but we'll probably promote it after we're done, because we want people to go back and watch it.
Yeah. They're definitely getting the coaches, the queen coaches, like they're for sure like tweeting it out and promoting the show for sure. Like, tune in, be hosting or coaching, whatever. So at least they have them to help promote.
So Mark, so when you go to the bathhouse, do you tweet it out first?
I do. Just curious. I do. Hashtag Mark in the drag, Mark in the bathhouse.
You share location.
Yeah. I send it out. I send a little location by me.
Okay. I usually wait till I'm there and then I'll tweet it out.
I always ask for two towels, one to wear around my bosom and one to wear on my head. I'm a lady, Beth.
You're a lady at the bathhouse. Okay, gotta
be a lady somewhere.
I poke my head in rooms and I go, shame on you. I'm like, I
that's
can't
the
go
only
home.
Reason that he goes to the bathhouse to shame other people.
Don't put me on blast like that. Don't put me
no,
on
I
blast.
Was,
like that.
Okay, so you remember, sorry, I'm gonna get back so, to the show.
You remember the nun gonna... in Game of Thrones with the bell? Shame. That's Mark at the bathhouse.
Now, I was going to say, when growing up, and even now, when you see me with my siblings, even I have a twin brother, even when you see me with my twin, I always seem to be the one people go, you don't look like anybody. And I don't, like genuine, like if you're just looking at us, if you line us all up, I kind of, the oddball. And it was funny because I could relate to Jermaine, is it? Because it wasn't until I did drag that I went, oh shit, I look like my mom. And so I could relate to that moment of like, oh wow, okay. I'm not as much as an oddball as I thought I would. There's one of us. Well, it's up there, you can't see it.
I like that. So then Jordan won. But then they gave it $10,000 to the other charities as well, which I really appreciated because, you know, when you have so many worthy causes, I was like getting anxiety because I was like, but I want all of the causes to get their money. So that made me happy. And then there were jokes where I think it was Trixie or somebody joking about how like Jordan got a crown after one episode.
Yes.
She literally said, you did drag for one day and you already won drag. Yes. She walked up the stage.
I love that. That was my favorite joke of the episode. Do you guys, any last thoughts before quote of the week and fan of the week?
Can I ask you three a question?
Of course.
I know that you'll never, maybe Ollie, but the three of you will probably never do RuPaul's Drag Race. But if you were to do RuPaul's Drag Race, who would you guys do at Snatch Game?
Oh my God. Kenny, who would you do?
Yes. I don't know.
You can't say Joan Rivers. That's Jackie's when she goes on.
You go first, Ollie, because I gotta think about this.
Well, I'm looking in the chat and they're like, Ollie could be Camila Cabello or and she's a mess. I would so do her or Zendaya. So I like those. You guys are so creative. I always thought like someone like Kooky, like Billie Eilish, but I like those picks.
Kenny?
I'm going to the chat room for help now.
Well, Kenny, you could do, don't forget, you could do like a fictional character. Like people have done like fictional characters before too.
I'm trying to think of like who, my natural instinct would go to like a Whoopi Goldberg or a, I don't know.
I mean, I don't think, first of all, I don't think people should not do somebody because somebody else did it poorly.
Yep. Correct.
Because it doesn't mean that you're not going to do it well, especially if you have your own take and spin on. Different people do things differently. Sometimes, you know, like I always say, some people, they just, the tone of their voice is funny. You know, they're not even trying to be funny, but the tone of their voice is funny. So sometimes you can get away with things that other people can't. So don't ever say, I'm not going to do this because so-and-so didn't do it. Like maybe one day somebody will do an amazingly hysterical Gaga. You just never know.
I've gotten 3 NeNe leaks already.
So. I know, I like that.
NeNe would be a great one. I can't really know what he's done.
Did she do this?
Wait, Ronnie just said Kenya Moore.
Kenya Moore.
I'm not going to say who I would do because I'm
the whole thing. These aren't celebrities. Give me like a celebrity. NeNe leaks is not a celebrity.
Yes,
Mark, well, you would do Liza, right?
Liza would definitely be in my collection. I have 2 others that I really think I would do before that, but I won't say them. I don't want to give them away. Why would I give away my genius idea?
Chucky Chuck said Wendy Williams. I think you could do a good Wendy Williams.
Kenny, you could do a good Wendy Williams.
Just faint.
Yes!
Because I apologize to the gays the whole time.
You guys, if you guys have not seen Wendy Williams' like at home show with her like smoke alarm going off every 2 seconds.
It's ghetto. She is horrible. Well, you know, okay, real quick. The story is that she didn't want to do it and her producers made her do the show at home. So she is this
She's like drunk.
She doesn't care. I love it. It's a tragedy waiting to happen every time she goes on air. And that's
the version of Wendy you should do in Snatch Game. The Wendy who's like in quarantine, who's like drunk, eating like random shit food.
Is it bad that I still tune into that? She's eating eggs and Doritos, like legit. It's hilarious.
Ironically, when Mark posed the question, the first name that came to my mind was Michelle Obama. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
That's the first thing that came to my head, but I don't think I could pull that off.
That would be cute though.
I would do a female version of Barack Obama. How about that?
I like that. So Mark, can you give us the quote of the week?
Quote of the week goes to, it's probably not gonna be a surprise either. Miss Trixie Mattel, when she entered the workroom and said, enter workroom, shift weight,
catchphrase, pose. Yeah. I wrote that down too.
I actually had a quote of the week. I like it when Bob was saying, drag is the last underground art form, even clowns have college.
Yeah.
I've got two actually. When they were performing, you can hear Trixie in the off screen go, nobody tipped her. They were performing. And then when Rue asked Carson his drag name, he goes, Lisa Nusinata. I thought that was hilarious.
So fans of the week, I asked you guys to tweet out to me first fan of the week is you know who, like that's literally their username. Who asked us if we were doing secret celebrity drag race. And then I asked fans what they thought of the episode, and some of you tweeted out, Jessica Ruiz, Andrew, Todd Bot Evan. So you guys are fans of the week. Thank you so much. And if you comment on iTunes or on YouTube, you could be fan of the week next week. And I just want to give a quick piece of news and gossip. If you like this show, I think you would like We're Here on HBO. The first episode is already out. It has, it's kind of like a combination of this show and
Celebrity Drag Race.
No, the show that AJ and the Queen.
It reminded me a little bit of AJ and the Queen, because it has Eureka, Bob, and Shangela going around the U.S. giving makeovers to people who then do a drag performance. This week's episode was in Gettysburg. And it does have a Priscilla Queen of the Desert feel a little bit, with they have these like huge buses that they bring in. So if you guys like this, I think you'll like that as well.
And that's on HBO, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's the same kind of deal where it's like people, I mean, these are not celebrities, they're local people, but it's people who wouldn't normally do drag. Mm-hmm. So it is like a fish out of water thing. But they all have their own personal reasons for wanting to do it. And it has that kind of AJ and the Queen feel, where they're like bringing people in a community that might not otherwise like embrace drag, and kind of bringing drag to that community.
That's cool. I know like they have like a huge, it's not like a, I think it's a billboard. It's either a billboard or like a painting in Hollywood. We're here with Eureka, Bob, and Shangela. So that's pretty cool.
It's yeah.
Like something that's not Drag Race, but it's still drag. That's, I mean, it has a massive promotion material right there. So that's pretty cool that, and it's HBO. So it's pretty cool that they're actually doing that. It's awesome. I need to watch it.
Yeah. It's funny. The billboard, Ollie, maybe in Hollywood, I saw it on Fountain and La Brea. So if you're in LA, go to Fountain and La Brea, and there's a billboard.
Gotcha.
So go see it. Go check it out.
Don't get out of your car.
Right.
Don't get out of your car.
Well, do you guys have any last thoughts before we go?
I'd like to say thank you for having me. Ollie gave me the invite. And
yes.
Mark wished I would go away, but I love you guys. I love you guys. I miss you guys. And like I'm a fan of the show. And so I would, because I'm quarantined, I would watch you guys all. I've watched you guys all season. So I'm honored to be here with you guys this week. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Kenny brought this show in and pitched to AfterBuzz the idea of having an after show for this show. So we have you to thank for being here. And thank you for being our secret celebrity.
But you guys are doing so well. I'm so proud of every one of you. And Jayla, I hope you're still watching. And I enjoy listening to you guys and watching you guys every Sunday. It's a pleasure. And Mark, keep ranting. I love it. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. No, don't let them tell you, don't let them dissuade you from it. Keep doing it.
Okay.
Well, you guys can find me at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Jayla, hope your phone didn't burn down. You can find her at Jayla Rocks.
Who is Jayla Rocks?
If you're nasty, who is Jayla Rocks on Instagram? And she might be back on Twitter if you guys are nice to her.
Right.
So be nice to her.
Please be nice to her. She's a sweetheart. Be nice.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, so... you stop using hashtag Jayla Rocks.
So, Ollie, where can the people find you?
Hey, guys, it's Ollie Drennan. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
And Mark?
You can find me at the Mark J. Freeman or Lorraine Love. LORAYNELOVE.
And Kenny?
I'm going to Mark's house right now, so you can find me there. But
me in the bathhouse, girl. Bring the Purell.
Oh, okay. I got a whole bottle of it. I'll bring it. You can find me at Kenny.
Don't
C.
drink
Harrison.
It. Don't drink that.
Please don't. Yeah. Please don't drink it. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison on Instagram.
I might repaint my nails tonight.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Rainbow.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.